Wyoming, Dr. Jeff Clark, Wyoming, welcome him to the platform, please. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Great. All right, we're going to... There we go. Here you go. There are your slides. That's not working, so you can look right behind you.
So just real quick, I'm grateful to be here, and I'm sure you're relieved that I'm the last presenter as far as the states goes. It's a long... long haul, but just a quick shout out to my fellow Wyoming citizens for giving Liz Cheney the boot this week. All right, so I would like to be able to say that obviously Wyoming is a very red state, and I would like to be able to say that the elected officials who claim that our elections are so clean are correct, but like pretty much every presenter today, as the different election integrity groups and concerned citizens around the state have dug into things, we have found lots of red flags and concerns. So we are a state that all 23 counties has the ES&S machines. We were told by all the media across the country that they are not able to connect to the internet. We're told by that by election officials as well. And when we look at the contracts, 172 of the DS200s were ordered with the Verizon 4G wireless modems. And that happened, those contracts were from just March of 2020. A few weeks later, the county clerk, some of them caught that in there and had that removed from the contract. But the reality is that we have no evidence that the actual modems were removed from the machines. And it was at the time when the COVID lockdowns were really at the peak. So whether they would be able to actually make those kind of significant modifications on a whole bunch of machines and still have them there at the date they were due, May 1st, I think we're pretty dubious about that. Next slide, please. Okay, so we had some similarities to some of what happened in the swing states. So, for example, Sheridan County and Park County had voting machines just shut down simultaneously and inexplicably. We had 925 of those pre-programmed memory cards that were given out to the people who were running the machines, and the IT people that we talked to that looked at that said that raises all kinds of vulnerabilities. Those could be programmed to do things like turn modems on and off, flip votes, and so forth. Next slide, please. And the other thing that really, you know, casts doubt on the machines is the fact that the actual contract that was put in place between ES&S and the state indicated that all 23 counties with the machines had to have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week internet connections established. So how do you do that with no modems involved? So again, lots of concerns, lots of lack of transparency. Next slide, please. Okay, so our folks who were involved with election integrity movement, we did submit FOIAs to look at copies of ballots, ballot images, cast vote records, and we were essentially given blanket denials. The main person behind that was the state election integrity director, a guy named Kai Sean. And so we also found that, you know, all the time when we were requesting anything having to do with the machines, this kind of standard response is that information is proprietary, confidential, and privileged, and it's not subject to disclosure. So one more thing that really adds to what Mike is asking us to do, which is to get rid of the voting machines, because there's just a complete and utter lack of transparency and tremendous vulnerabilities.
And
so we don't have mail out ballots in Wyoming, but we do have absentee ballots that can be requested. And there were some concerning kind of shenanigans going on with those too. So I'm not going to dig into them too much, but we found things like, for example, them being sent to businesses and commercial property addresses where the voter absentee ballot, there was no person there who had any affinity with the business or the property. There were universities where student centers received lots and lots of ballots, and many of those people were had out-of-state addresses. And even more concerning, we had something along the lines of what happened in Wisconsin, where there were a large number of votes that came from elderly care centers, long-term care centers, where people had dementia, those kinds of things. So obviously that really points in the direction of a strong need to put some added precautions and legislation around the absentee ballots and how those work. And also there's a real need to do more work in terms of cleaning up the voter rolls. Next slide, please. Okay, talked a little bit about Kaishan. Let's do the next one because we want to get to some. So with us, like a lot of you, you know, one of the main roadblock people was our Secretary of State, Secretary Buchanan. And he basically, any attempt to have our questions answered, to try and initiate audits, were shut down. And he even had kind of a dog and pony show where he went around the state with ESNS officials and essentially just tried to disparage Mike Lindell and the work he was doing, trying to bring to light all the concerns around the machines. So major roadblock there. And another reality we are up against, this is a little more subtle, but the fact is that if you asked our legislators, every single one of them would say they support voter integrity. But the reality is, you know, only 3 out of 60 of them were actually willing to kind of step out and say that they would sign on to Senator Arizona Wendy Rogers' letter, which requested people in the legislatures who were willing to support the idea of audits in all states where illegalities or voter irregularities existed, and so only 3 out of 60. So that just tells us back home that we still have a lot of house cleaning to do. Liz Cheney's a good start, but we are definitely going to get on the rest of these rhinos who are standing in the way. And I think the other thing that I just want to point out in terms of a victory is people did definitely hear about Liz Cheney, but not much attention has been paid to what happened with our Secretary of State. So we actually did have a Secretary of State there, Chuck Gray, who won the primary, who is a strong ally of voter integrity. And he's someone we have a lot of confidence is going to really take these concerns seriously and push forward for holding people accountable. So that potentially is the kind of scenario that I think they have in Arizona, where they're looking at potentially replacing someone like Katie Hobbs with someone like Mark Fincham. So that's very encouraging to us.
Thank you, Dr. Jeff. Thank you. Dr. Jeff.